We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Reggie's Puncho. We're three blokes that could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Boys, this is my favourite time of the week. Don't know about yous. Before we get into it, everybody, remember we're all gambling responsibly here. Massive shout out to Bluebet again for today's episode. Download the app, start punting with the True Blue Aussie battler of a bookie.
Fucking hell.
Right.
Boys, straight up, before we get into it, mate of mine, Praddy, I've spoken about him on the show a few times. I worked alongside him at the mines, ripper bloke. It took me under the wing, basically, when I went to the mines for the first time. Him and Rod from Komatsu helped me out a lot. Praddy's moved to Flinton. Do you know where Flinton is?
No idea. No
fucking clue. West, I'll tell you. It's southwest. It's about a three-hour drive east to get to Toowoomba. Ooh, so she's
nice
west.
And warm.
Yeah, would be warm and then cold.
Yeah.
So he's moved out there. They have a race day once a year, one race day, that's it.
Mm.
So Praddy's joined the Flinton Turf Club. He's on the committee,
helps
out. He's getting a part of the community, which we fucking love. Easter races, Easter Saturday races at Flinton. Three houses and a racetrack, apparently, in this town.
Really?
But all the neighbouring towns come in, you know.
Goondiwindi,
St. George, all these towns, they all flock there.
Mm.
So fucking get around it. Go out to Flinton for the day, support the guys out there, find a local bookie and fucking tear him.
Mate, those sort of events in country towns are prime.
Yeah.
Rodeos and race meets and shit go off their dome.
Yeah.
Because everyone's stuck out on their properties and that. Fucking get to put their good shirt on and go and rip in.
Have a listen to what they're putting on. So it's camping available straight up.
Oh, fuck
you can camp there prime. For the night. Foot races. So I'm assuming get out on the track in between and race. Lolly drop. Don't know what that is, but sounds fun to me, the old lolly drop.
Done a bit of that back in the day.
There's a DJ until late. Fireworks. Don't forget the races.
Fireworks. Nice.
And then that's what it says on the poster, mate. And then when you get up the next morning, Sunday brekkie.
Oh.
Stop it.
Is that not tailor-made just to go and have a fucking ripper time?
Yeah.
Ripper. So get 4 days off. Get down there.
And let us know if you're going too.
Mm. Oh, fuck yeah.
Let us know if you're going.
Get in here. Where is it again? What's the place called?
Flinton. Yeah.
Fucking blink and you'll miss it.
Yeah, apparently. I haven't been there. But it's near St. George, southwest Queensland.
Good stuff.
Right. So many almosts in the multis, Tommy, last week. Again, proving my point about how shit they are. Mm-hmm. Fangirl stopped me.
Because
I had Fangirl, V8 to place, and Stormboy. Mm. Anyway, she ran well, though, I will say that. But how did we go, more importantly? Not about how almost we went.
And with my other one unit, You heard it earlier. I'm going another multi. Melbourne race 4, number 5, Drifting. Melbourne race 6, number 6, Another Will. Melbourne race 7, number 8, Astriella. Melbourne race 8, number 2, V8. Melbourne race 9, number 2, A Tissue. $1 place multi.
So I look straight at this race. The first horse at the top, Tropical Squall. So I'm just going it straight up to win all 5 units on it at 750, thanks to Bluebet.
Reginald, there's been no sighting of Group 1 Keto as of yet. Let's get back to what I know best, backing the best horse in the race. Tropical Squall, currently around the $8 mark, 5 units on the snot. Until next week, happy punting, stay safe.
It's got boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. Horse 1, Tropical Squall. Waterhouse no Bot Train, 3-year-old brown filly. 3 units for a win, paying $7.50.
Well done, boys. Well done for finding Gay's leader, which I am still not happy about. But hey, you can't knock it, because it fucking did everything it had to do.
Yeah.
Righto, let's get into it. First segment, the Moya, or the championships, whatever we call it.
The champions.
You know the drill now, but I'll keep explaining. It's the three of us. We all get 5 units, plus we give 5 units to the listeners each week.
May as well stop, though, because they're shit.
Owen.
He's even trying.
Like, boys, start having a think. Start having a think now for like what you might do for next week.
Oh, listen to these cunts. They were spiders off getting one of their bets on the week.
And you still lost. I was a spider off all 3 of me multis.
Yeah, same.
No prizes for second, mate.
Tom on Sunday Ave, he had 3 and he's like, I could fucking get all 3 here.
Well, at the start of the Manly game, like me 30-something dollary, we've got Olakau'atu scores.
Yep.
AJ, of course, scores. Mm-hmm. And I'm going... Cherry Evans backing up on the inside here, surely, with heaps of time. And I'm going, 30-something bucks, I'll be lipping.
Yeah.
But anyway, but then it wasn't meant to be.
It got to the point where Manly were too far in front. So for one of them, he needed them 1 to 12. Yeah. So he was, but he also needed Turbo to score. Oh. So he was like, I need Rabbits to get a quick one.
You start doing all this
maths. Need Rabbits to get a quick one and then Turbo to score.
And there's 30 seconds left in the game.
But nah, I'm just joking, boys. But, yeah, pull your finger out.
Fucking oath. It's good, though. I love it.
Oh, for sure.
I love the banter, too. Everyone gets on there and likes it. And I'm coming up with a new little rib tickler every week.
Yeah, yeah.
When I do the post. So, look, hey, I need a win, too.
Yeah
I'm shouting very loud for someone who hasn't won a bet in 2
I'm
weeks.
Only lipping because I've had an all right start. That's the only reason I'm lipping.
Jackson Rush actually clipped me
on the weekend.
Yeah, he did. A little side clipping.
It was actually a solid bet.
Straight after we... just donated to his mallet's mental health. So you're lucky. I can't
slow down,
that.
Mate.
Nah, good on him. I love it.
What do you reckon? 5 units on Groper to not print.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since I won a bet, and he just wanted everyone to be reminded.
Someone
of that.
Said 5 units on me to back J-Mac this weekend.
Yeah, well, I have. I'm keeping it super simple this week, boys. That's fucking what I'm doing.
Yep.
So, look, I'm just going to go straight into it and tell you my first bet for the championships.
Yep.
I've got 3 horses that I'm backing this week in the 3 segments. That's it. Keep it simple.
Yeah, right.
The KISS formula.
He's fucking...
Keep it simple, stupid.
You've stripped it right back.
Yeah.
And you're just getting a win.
3 winners.
Righto.
So, Flemington Race 8, number 1, Foxy Frieda, a favourite of mine.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
Now, I backed her first up... just as a little bit of a – I had 1 unit on it because I was like, if she just comes and produces, you know. Was awesome over the last 100, over the 1,400. She rocketed home, got 4th. And you could argue, like, if I was defending her in a court of law, I could say she should have maybe finished closer because she got held up a bit and had to sort of go around a couple. But anyway, I'm 100% sticking with her because she loves Flemington, for one, and she's second up 1,600 metres. Fucking thank you. Barrier 9. I'm going to have 4 units on her to win at $4.60.
Nice.
My other unit, I'm going to have a 3-leg multi, but I'm not going to tell you what it is until the end because
it's going to be
my 3.
Yeah,
finale.
It's me 3 bets multied for 1 unit, so I don't want to give away me group 1 or me old boys' bets just yet.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Good stuff,
that's what
mate.
We're doing.
Too easy. Well, I'm heading to the Biffin in the championships. Now, reason for it is Biffin's hard, but I love punting on it. Championships is where I've sort of pulled ahead a little bit, so I'm like, I can take a little risk in the championships here. Cool. Have a bit of a swing, literally, on the swinging. So I'm fucking swinging. I've got two bets here. First one's a two-leg multi. First leg, we're going to the UFC, and I'm going O'Malley KO, which should be paying about $3.30. I think over five rounds, he'll land that shot and finish it over Cheeto. Cheeto's never been stopped in the octagon before, which is why I think there's value in the knockout. I just think O'Malley is a sniper on the feet and gets the job done. So that's the first leg. The next leg, I'm going to the boxing. Joseph Parker is up against Zili the Big Bang Zhang. Same card as Joshua Ngannou, which we forgot about or didn't really notice it was this weekend. Zhang holds a professional record of 28 fights, 26 wins, 21 by knockout, with only one loss and one draw. Now, there's a lad with a similar-looking record, and his name's Deontay Wilder. 47 fights, 43 wins, 42 by knockout. And we all saw how that fight went down. Parker dominant the entire fight. I think he's proved he can evade big punches. I think he does the same here, avoids the big bang and wins by points, paying $4.50. Those two together paying about $15.50, and I'm going to have four units on that.
Two knockouts.
No, he's by points.
Oh, sorry,
so
yep,
O'Malley knockout,
yep.
Joe on points.
Yep.
So, and then I've got one more unit to spend. Anthony Joshua versus Ngannou. Francis put Fury on his dot.
Oh.
And there's no reason he can't do the same here with Joshua.
Wow.
It's a big, like, it's more just having a bit of a swing to get me units back, like a unit safety, you know, punches chance sort of thing.
You reckon this is a safety bet?
No, it's just like just having one there just in case to the side. I think I'd
You're only wasting one unit.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see it happen just for the drama and shit of him winning. So for a punches chance, I'm going to have one unit on Francis by knockout, which will be paying about $5.20.
Nice.
Nice, mate.
So that's me two bets. Yeah, me five units for the champs.
Yeah, righto. Nice. I'll be the first to head to the rugby league this week. Friday Ave, we've got Warriors versus Sharks. I'm going a four-leg multi. So we're going Watene's Lesniak anytime.
Yeah.
Ronaldo Mulitalo anytime. Those both prolific try scorers on the edge. Showed that last year. And Kurt Capewar.
Capewar.
Anytime.
They've been calling him Capewar, right?
That's the name he's adopted. He's fitting in very well. And overs on 40.5 points. They'll be paying $20 with Bluebet. So
20?
You need three blokes to score?
Three blokes to score and over 40.5. I think it'll be a try fest.
No,
there
won't
be much defense played in this game.
I agree with you there. I think, Capewell's getting your value there.
Yeah, well, I love chucking in. You're the same. You love chucking in second rower, and he's perfect for it, I think.
And he'd be itching to have a good start.
Exactly right. And then
like that's
with
good.
My last two units, I'm going a two-leg horse multi. So Randwick race two, we've got number one, Two Darn Lizzie.
Oh,
yes. Grapes and I watched this two-year-old filly at the Millions at the start of the year. Go and watch the vlog if you haven't, by the way.
Yeah,
streeted in to win by over a length. It's had one win from its one start, but the fashion that it won it in, I think this horse is going to be fucking special.
It was
so it's paying $2.80 at the time of the recording. For the second leg, we've got the Group 1 Newmarket Handicap. It's Flemington race five. Now, yes, I know this is a handicap, and I know this horse has 2.5 kilos more than the better opponents, there is just no fucking way you can write off this champion sprint
no,
horse.
No, you can't.
And that's Imperatrix. So there hasn't been a winner at this weight in this race, I think, since Black Caviar.
Correct.
And I think it's about to join some illustrious company. So I don't need to rave on about Imperatrix, but you're getting $2.70 odds.
$2.70?
Purely because
that's
of the weight.
That's 58, the weight, yeah.
Yep. So, like, you've got Buenos Noches as well on it. They're, like, 2.5 kilos less.
Not real keen on
it. Just quickly, is that like the jockey's dream? 58, Russ. He can just hook into a few dog's eyes that week.
Probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you getting there?
$2.70 for Imperatrix, which is just so fucking
and then
juicy.
$2.80 for
Two Darn Lizzie. So that's paying $7.50.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing two units on there. They're both to win, by the way.
Yeah, nice.
So three on the footy, two on the horses.
That's right, mate.
Nice, Jace.
I'm fucking very confident about the horse one, too.
Yeah, I like Toodun Lizzie. I had a look at it. I obviously found some other ones, but I just didn't want to even bet in the new market because I was like, Imperatrix look like obviously it's Imperatrix, so you don't know what's going to happen. But then I really actually like Cylinder down the bottom because it's got 51.5. So,
so that's fucking.
Do you remember last year? Where it's sort of where G1G come from in secret, Newmarket.
Dude, I'll tell you what, it's starting to really get away from me.
It's been
for
a while.
Some reason. But yeah. I think I briefly remember.
What I'm getting at is 3-year-old horse. Carries the minimum
it's
weight.
It's only 1,000 meters.
1,200.
Or 1,200, yeah. It's like the distance, the
what's
weight doesn't
meters
come.
Friends?
Yeah.
Like as much play into a longer
no,
race.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
So that's why I think if it was 1,600 or 2,000, I'd be like fucking
just the
no
calibre
way.
Of the horse, though,
calibre
Jay,
of the horse at that distance. You just can't ride off Imperatrix.
I just don't like the history, you know. But that's I'm going to sit and watch and root for
I'm
you.
Still fucking confident.
Don't worry. Righto, this week's listener. Boys, listeners.
Oh, two of them,
Scott and Stuart. He's dead set, tried to fucking pull a number on us today.
Yeah.
So, look, boy, Reggie's, pull me up here, like, if I'm out of line. But he wanted to, I wish these cunts had stopped messaging me.
Put it on do not disturb.
See, this is why I don't like the digital, like me paper. But anyway, he wanted to include a Thursday night footy bet in his multi. And I was going,
Nana.
And then he called us A grade cunts because of it, and I went, I asked you guys. I said, "Is this we can't allow this?" Surely,
we quoted
the bet would have been like the multi would have been getting played to the listeners after the leg had already gone. What if it fucking loses?
Mate, that's sort of play on. That sort of thought
How
process.
Are we A graders?
Well, we're A graders. You're the fucking T boy that gets helped out running. Exactly. Out. Come on, mate, quick. And you fucking come flying out and trip over and fucking, mate, you gotta bet and get the boys on with you.
Thing. We come out Friday morning. There's plenty to punt on this weekend.
I can understand he would have been because he would have had his heart set. He's probably thinking this is it. Like, this is it.
He's and found
then,
the.
Yeah. And then we've hit him with a nana and he's got the shits, but has he come back with a different one?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You just got to do a bit more eyes up punting.
Yeah. He's just lipped.
I'm just trying to figure out how he thought that was going to fly.
When the game is happening right now
as we record.
Yeah, not.
And you'll be hearing this at 6
a.m. But anyway, Scotty Stewart, it's all good.
All good, Scotty.
Righto, boys, it's the tall steak of misery with the two first names because my parents live by the motto, the Moya, the fucking Moya, and couldn't afford a last name for me and my brother. So, as we all know, we're in a hole at the moment and it's my turn to try and dig us out of this said hole.
How good is that?
And I'm looking at putting a couple of multis on this week, boys, and one thing I do know is the rugby is full swing this week.
Yeah.
So, the first multi is a head-to-head. Warriors, Eels, Dragons and Cowboys. For three units. And you're looking at about $8.
Ooh.
My next multi is three anytime try scorers over the weekend. And they are Marcelo Montoya for the Warriors, Will Penasini for the Eels and Herbie Farnworth for the Dolphins. You're looking at about $20 for that.
Ooh.
And my final, and that's one unit, and my final one unit is going to be a place multi on the GGs. And we're going Flemington race 1, horse 9, Flemington race 5, horse 6, Randwick race 8, number 6, and Randwick race 10, number 11. And you are getting around $90 for that, so that would be fucking good to get us out of this hole and give it to these fucking peanuts who wouldn't let me put my first fucking multi on because it was tonight's game for the fucking Swans.
Last night.
We'll get past that.
Yeah, last night.
I will post it up on the page so he's got a chance to win some fucking cash. The Moya. Fucking Moya.
I don't know if he still understands.
Yeah.
It's already happened.
You would have had to post
calm
it.
Calm down.
You would have had to post it on the page anyway because they wouldn't have been able to get onto it because it's already fucking happened.
Anyway, I love that the boys are throwing a swing in there.
Oh,
that will get them straight back in.
I wish he said, what did he said, race five, horse six.
I remember that. That's the new market. Yeah.
Off the top of the dome, do you know how when you hear something, you're just thinking odds in your head? I think that footy one's rough not being double digit odds.
Yeah, with those the dragon
head to heads. First round, I'm like.
But it was the Warriors, their favourites.
Yeah, Dragons aren't, Para are, and then Cowboys are. So I just did it on Blue, but then it's about $8.90, so he's on the money.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just fucking thought of me head on.
Thought it'd be more.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like 12 or something.
That Newmarket leg is gone is Magic Time.
Oh, nice.
Not a bad bet.
That's a nice bet. Nice bet.
Well, at least no he's thrown, splitting it up a bit. I think I'd do the same if I had a one go. And most likely only one go.
Yeah, unless you're just fucking shit hot lucky.
Yeah, I'd spread it on the UK.
He's given us some spread the love.
He's done real well because he's gone the head-to-head try scorers and the fucking place multi fucking for the horses.
Good on you, brother.
Good stuff.
Oh, sorry, right, man. Good on you, boys.
Good on you. Couldn't afford a last name. That was good.
Fuck off, you haven't got a last name.
Rude. From WA again, too.
Mm.
He told me that. The boys out west. That's two WAs out of four.
Mm.
Good stuff. Righto. Go the stinger for the B1 segment, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
B1. Are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Fuck, I love it. It's that good. Couple of great friends of the show, boys. TBR, Tom Button Racing, owner of Tom Button Racing. Who would have thought?
Really?
And someone who's been with us from the start, Tommy Barbary. Forming down with Lindsay Goff in Brizzy. They're going to go head-to-head for the year to see who is, you know, the best tipster out of the horse
B1
trainers.
B1 supremacy.
Now, Button's up by over 20 units now because he got his little place multi. But it's March 8th, boys. It's fucking, you know, not November. So there's no time for panic.
Mate, we haven't been the ones carrying on about someone being too far ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It's anyone's game. I'm not even looking at leaderboards and that much until fucking.
Just take it 1 week at a time and just punt, boys.
Now, I would be giving you some specific numbers, but we're running low on the lappy and I've left the charger at home and we need it for Groper's Grace. Haven't got the spreadsheets up, but I do know that it's about 20 units because he got that 17 unit, one unit on, sorry, $17 multi.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a unit on it.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well,
it's been very entertaining, may I add, this segment.
It has,
B1,
yeah.
B2, I fucking love it.
Button is great on the mic.
Fucking oath.
Just have a good year back there.
And obviously, so is Barbs, like the cattle
dog, Barks
as well. And that's what makes it good. Both of them have a great lip game.
Great. So we'll hear from B1 first, which is Button.
Yeah.
Current B1.
Reggie's off the back of a big five-leg multi-win of Kick Clear in the B1 status. Barb's a Brisbane horseman, the big girth, struggling back there. He's even started copying my methods. Tried to go the multi, didn't come off. He's no slut for a multi. I'm the big dog here. And this week, I'm going to go a multi. Randwick Race 7, horse 1. Think about it. Good horse. Randwick Race 8, number 1, Militarize. Good horse. That's it. Two-leg multi, 5 units. The Moya. The Moya.
That is printing.
Such a fucking good bet.
I thought I maybe found a bit of value in the Think About It race, but I haven't put it in my bets. So
yeah, righto.
It's clearly the best horse, the Think About It. Everest winner, first up. So that's a great multi. That is just...
Great punting.
Simple too.
Yeah. Militarized will win the Randwick Guineas. Fucking.
Yeah.
I think I agree.
We'll see, boys.
Righto. Barbary. Let's hear it.
B2.
Reggie's.
Fucking please. You think this blue cattle dog gives that up that easy? Yeah, I know, big girth. You're 20 odd units in front of me after the week just gone. But the week before, when you took over the lead, you dead set fucking took off before acceptances. You've got your head in the air, mouth open, you're fighting the jock, over racing something fierce. It's like you think this is a half mile scamper at Ipswich, brother. But I'm here to tell you, champ, she's a staying event. And if you're going to stay, you're going to need a fucking Norton bit, crossover noseband or a Kyneton noseband or some fucking thing just to keep your head down.
Bring your head back down, shut your trap, relax, come back underneath the jockey. You know, she's a long year ahead on the Rex hunt. The big blue cattle dog girth will be back with a fucking vengeance. By the way, Grapes, if you want to tell the listeners that story of the big girth and how the nicknames come to fruition, you're quite welcome to.
Perfect.
Righto, on to this week. I'll be having 3 units early in the day. I think it's the best bet anywhere in the country at the price. Flemington, race 1, number 8, Akatsita. This 3-year-old son of Grunt finished last prep with an unlucky second behind Southport Tycoon, who obviously has gone on to subsequently win the Australian Guineas last week. And that's by far the best form for this race. The favourite, Hedge, has to give him 4 kilos, and I think Robbie Griffiths and Mike DeCock will have him screwed right down. Under Gun Hoop, John McNeil from Barrier 8 will prove very hard to beat. 3 units, Flemington, race 1, number 8, Akachita at $3.40 with Bluebet at the time of recording. My other 2 units, I'm having a place multi. 6 legs, Flemington, race 1, my best of the day, number 8, Akachita. Flemington, race 3, number 3, Legacies. Flemington, race 5, number 3, Buenos Nachos. Flemington, race 6, number 6, Molly Nickers. Ramwick, race 7, number 6, Espiona. All to place for 2 units at $15.25 on Bluebet at the time of recording. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
That was one of the great sprays.
Oh, that was the terminology, to do with punting, horse racing.
So one of the great sprays, and then Buttons just called it. He's even started copying me bets that he has a 5-leg place multi at $15.
Yeah. Well, that is great. Works. That is that segment that was, just epitomised.
If something works, Bubs, fucking get into it, Russ.
Fuck no.
That was fucking good. Yeah, it was good. That was like a fucking minute and a half just constant spray. Just whipping.
Yeah. It was good. I loved it. Imagine when Button pulls ahead even more. He'll be fucking.
He'll just laugh.
I think he'll just go, shut up.
Oi, how was the slight whimper at the start into the Nargammon? Yeah.
And then just get into it.
Fucking unreal. What time we got?
We've got 8:06.
Righto.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'll move into the next segment, eh?
Yeah,
Roger. Gray. We've got a couple of minutes still. Oh, yeah. Six or 7 minutes.
Yep.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1. And there's another Group 1 success.
Group 1 segment, boys.
Ooh. Yes.
Every week that we've got a Group 1 on, we're going to have a go at it. So we'll all give our tips. Everyone on the show, I think there's, 8 of us? All give our tip for the Group 1. We've been going well. I don't think there's been a week where we haven't got it.
No.
So
at least one of us. And,
yeah. Maybe
there might have been one, I think.
Week 3, yeah. Can't remember what won it. It must have been a shit horse. anyway, on the days we have 3, 4, 5 group ones. We're just going to pick one of them because we, you know, can't sit here all night. Keto, it was his turn this week. So he's going to go to the Randwick Guineas, the group one Randwick Guineas. If we have a look at the Bluebet market, we should be on a good 4. So there's no rain in sight.
Reggie's four.
My apologies. And
it's happening again.
Nice 20K breeze. Don't know which direction it's going, but that's significant enough to maybe play a part. Bluebet market, the toppy for me, deserved favourite, Militarise. He opened up pretty short, $2.15. Tom Kitten's at $7. Celestial Legends at $4.80, which is blows me away. End caps at $9. That's, for me, the first 4, 1 to 4, that's where the chances end. Unless one of Gay's just gets a nice soft lead in front and fucking skips away and wins again, which I'll...
I was thinking about it and then I went, nah. I was almost going to and I went, no. Like you said, the first 4, I was just... Yeah, I was looking at both, looked at the form and that, and then I was like, I just can't see this time one of them winning. I'm seeing one of them maybe top three, but I just...
I didn't mind that Les... it's spelt vampires, but I heard Darren Flindell, the race caller, when I watched the replay, say it some fucking
vampire
weird way.
Yeah,
so,
right. Fucking weird.
That was the one I sort of maybe went, oh, if it gets a soft lead, but you never know. But for me, it's the top four in the market and numbers 1-4. That's where the chances finish. Could be wrong. I only had to watch two replays because the Hobartville 2 weeks ago had fucking eight of these horses in it.
True.
And then the Apollo from 3 weeks ago, which Militarize was in. Celestial Legend beat eight of these home last start in that Hobartville.
Yep.
And it never wins. So to me, I'm going fucking Militarize is the clear class horse. It ran second behind Fangirl first up.
Yeah.
And then Fangirl, although it didn't win, still rattled home second. Yeah. So it's the best horse. I think only bad luck beats him.
Yeah.
But that's me. I am going to have me 5 units on him at $2.15, and I'll just, let you take it away from there. I think the only way he gets beat is if one of Gay's fucking leaders gets a nice soft lead and can dictate the race, because Militarize will get back.
Yep.
So that's my opinion, and we'll go from there.
So I'm taking a shot here, boys, because I think everyone will load on the toppy, like yourself, Groper, because I had that win at good odds last week. I think this is my chance to have a crack and pull away, because it's not going to matter that much to the leadership if yous all win, because it's $2 something, you know?
True.
So this is my chance. And I can't look past a bit of juju. Number two, Tommy Kitten. Oh, he's going to turn into a fucking cat on Saturday. Nash Rawilla on board, paying $7, and I'm going to have all five on. I just think we've gone on a couple of Tommies, couple of Toms and the Greyhounds. It's just juju's happening.
You've just got it, don't you?
Well, like I said, if I think I would have went with what I assume everyone else will this week if I didn't have that one last week. But I just thought, here's my little chance. There's a bit of juju. Fuck it.
So
if I see a horse with Jace in it, there's no way I'll back against it. That's fucking sure.
Yeah, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. It'll be a long time until I buy one.
He's a good chance. I've got in here, he'll win a race this prep, but I think it'll be 2,000 metres, not 1,600. But fuck, who knows?
We'll see. Righto, I'm in the same boat as you, Gropes. I just can't go past Militarize. I won't rave on too long, but had a great run last time. Just couldn't get past Fangirl.
Yeah.
Track and distance win last year, the 1600. And for the listener that said, put 5 units on me betting on J-Mac, well, you just printed because J-Mac's on board here. And $2.25 time recording, 5 units on it. I did like Celestial Legend in that win.
It never wins,
but
though.
So that's the thing. And drawn barrier 11 was like the car park. I don't know. So I'm just so confident on Militarize.
The odds are pretty short then for something that never wins.
$4.60, That's I know. That's what I'm thinking. Surely Militarize.
Greyhound time, buddy.
Puts these cards to the sword.
Greyhound!
He's onto it.
Oi, you need to tell them all about this. Planets aligning. All of us have loaded individually on this fucking
even Quinn. How long have we got?
Like a minute?
Yeah, righto.
Ooh.
So we're going to Dapto Race 8 tonight.
Day 12 fucking, now.
It's the Ryan Cleaning Services race again. Big Rhino trains.
Oh, yeah.
First planet. He trains plenty of them down at Dapto. Now, I've got a mate, bit of a trailblazer, you know. Loves a surf, loves traveling, goes to all these, bit of a free spirit.
Peace, love, brown rice.
Loves smoking hooter. And you'll guess his name. The dog's name is Blazing Will. So we're going to have 50 on it. It's, what is it? It's out of gate 5.
And he's been shot out of Fernando's nutsack.
The major part is we're going back to what we know. He's a Fernando Bale fucking pup. So
it's hard to go past.
So there's three things there that have fucking come into one. She's the Ryan Cleaning, which we've cleaned up on
the Ryan Cleaning Services.
Blazing Wilbur and fucking out of the sack of the best producer of running dogs.
Fernando. Oh, he's got out to 480.
And haven't we got a clear box next to him, Gropes?
Yeah, so there's nothing in box six, and there's also nothing in box three. He's in five, so I'm hoping the four just, like,
goes moves inside, across,
and
yeah.
then he's got free running. The seven... Oh, no, it's got the vibes a bit, hasn't it?
Not even that. I'm looking at the tight odds, boys. You're going 1, 2, 4, 5 are all from here 2 to 4
just
or
at least... Oh, what's this? Shit.
No.
Oh, here we go. Just get the big screen. I don't care about packing them.
Yeah, fucking who's getting on packing?
Give us a green light. Here we go. Green light's on.
Here we go.
Just get a good start. Come on, Wilbur.
5A.
Five.
Go, Wilbur. Oh, he's Go, Wilbur.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
Go, Wilbur.
Go, Wilbur. Come on. Go round him. Hold it. Go round him, Wilbur.
Oh, no.
He's still.
He slipped. Oh, he slipped.
He's still in it.
He's still in it.
He's still coming. He's still coming.
Oh,
he's not going to get there.
Come on, big blaze.
He just slipped. Last they fucked corner. Him up.
Is he running backwards here?
No, they've... Oh, oh, oh!
Come on, Blaze.
Oh! Oh,
He had, I thought he had no hope. And then the planets did align and it spread, and Wilbur's just plowed through the hole.
Wow.
Fucking unreal. How did he do that?
I had a nice little 25 on that.
That was
too,
perfect because you said, is he going backwards here?
Yeah.
And then everything just went snap.
Everything moved apart, and Wilbur just chuffed through the guts. How good is that?
Oh,
oh man, that's something, boys. That's why punting's good for those moments. You might fucking lose 600 times, but it's that one little
even
fucking
Quino rode that thing up.
Yeah. We all had Quino on it because it was the Fernando sire.
Mate, the planet's alive.
Everything about it was.
We said before the show, we'll yarn this cunt into a win. We fucking yarned it in too.
Oh, wow. Fuck, that was good.
It's great stuff. Pack an ambulance, right. Fuck off.
We're halfway through the group one segment.
Fuck
here.
All that, just pump me up.
Blood is pumping, that was man.
Fuck, how much good. Better is that than it just winning the whole time and leading? Like the fact that we
how much better is that than losing?
Yeah. 100%. I just mean, like, winning from the front is cool. But when you think it's fucked and then it plows out of nowhere.
Oh, I reckon.
Dramatic finish.
He should have. He just got clipped on the corner there, eh, at the start. Yeah. And it was like, oh, no, he's going
to. He just didn't stop. Around the last bend, too, it looked like he was going backwards, but I think the other dogs were going to the outside, so it looked like it. But then when they straightened.
The one in front stopped. That's what fucked it all, because it stopped and it was like, oh.
I can't believe
that was awesome. Righto. Should we go we'll go the old boys group one bets first?
Yeah.
We've done all of ours, haven't we?
I think
we
have. Yeah. I forgot the whole show.
Righto. We'll go keto.
Reginald's G1K has announced himself a contender after last week, but that's history. Let's move the fuck on. Keto's collectors. He feels Militarized should win this race. Tom Kitten owes me money and disappointed last start, but there is a track change. So we'll be storming home with Bepanthem Rawilla riding in great form and set for a big day. There is a roughie from the Flying Gay and Adrian stable second up called Gambare, who I think will run a huge race. Here we go. One unit each way, Gambare at multiple odds of 20s. The other three units, Box Quinella, Militarized, Tom Kitten and Gambare. Happy punting. Stay safe.
That's nice.
Why don't I think of doing that shit? Like, why don't I just put, like, I just went Tom Kitten. Like, we were talking before about Gay, and I'm going, oh, I was looking at one of those horses. Put a unit on it, cunt. Like, fucking.
Or, like, doing each way or just 20.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, like, I'll learn.
That, all
I'll
learn.
Just floods. You'll probably have a personal unit on it on the day, maybe.
Oh, for sure,
just in case.
Anyway.
Oh, right. Pedro?
What's he got?
G'day, Reggies. Oh, group one racing. Here we go. The Randwick Guineas, 1,600 metres. I am going my full five units on number 7, Celestial Legend.
Sounded like he was unsure.
Right. Yeah. Kieran McAvoy back on it. I jumped on this horse last weekend, and it absolutely destroyed him. It's a star in the waiting, and he took the first step last weekend in destroying field.
He may have,
10 out of 10 ride by McAvoy, and I'm sure he'll do it again. He'll eat up the Randwick Mile. Third up, he's fitter. He'll absolutely kill it. I know Miltrise is there, and I don't give a fuck. 5 units on Celestial Legend. Thanks to Bluebet, I think it's sitting around that $4, maybe a little bit more. Whack it on, boys. Cheers.
Beautiful.
Good punting.
Beautiful. Doesn't give a
fuck. What was it paying?
$4.60 or something, I think.
Yeah, it's about that.
On Bluebet about now, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck about the Barrier 11 either.
No.
He's told me.
No. So, yeah. He's not wrong there where he said it might have taken the first step to bigger and better things.
Yeah. I honestly thought I was going to be the only one to not be on Miltrise.
I reckon there's someone coming up who possibly will be on it. Old favourite back in Barbary.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the old boy. I'm thinking, no fucking
way. No.
Waterhouse and Bot.
Yeah. It'll be one of them, sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
They're pretty high odds, though.
He might go Tommy Kitten.
We'll see.
Rocket. Tell us. Just tell us.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. We're off to Randwick on Saturday for our Group 1 bet. Race 8, the Agency Randwick Guineas. I can't go past Horse 3, Celestial Legend. 3-year-old, grey colt, McAvoy on board.
The
only concern I've got is the barrier, but fuck it, let's go. 5 units on the nose, paying $4.
Beautiful.
Jump on him, stay hard.
Yeah, love your work.
Stay away from the gay.
Yeah.
I love the old boys' mentality. It's like they don't really doubt themselves, do they? They're like, oh, this might affect it, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baton?
Yeah, go. Yeah, from the boys. Go, Butts. What's Butts going to do?
Group one this week is the Randwick Guineas. Look, I've gone through it, tried to get the favourite beat, but I just can't. I think it's the best horse in the race by a long way. I'm going to have my 5 units on Militarise. Good
Fair
luck.
Enough.
And remember, the Moya.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for him to fucking slip up. It is the Moya.
Oh, like the first one.
Righto, Barbary.
Righto, Reggie's another Group 1. Way off the mark last week, but we regroup and go again. I've got to address the elephant in the room. I'm not fucking giving up in this segment. I was very confused last week. There was a bit of chat around the trifecta, and that's what I thought Pedro had backed. Well, let's just clear that up once and for all. And as for your remark about Queensland spirit grapes, you are right. I am from Victoria. But you also, my friend, come from a fucking long bloodline of Victorians. That's right, Reggie's. Keto was conceived and foaled in Gippsland.
Fold.
That's right. Fez, the free-range pig farming country. So, come on, grapes. You can't say you claim me as a Queenslander, then drop the Vic thing on me. This week, the Randwick Guineas. Should come as no surprise. I'm having 5 units. Number 1, Militarise. Needs no introduction to the Reggie's listeners. With no massive standout in this crop of 3-year-olds, I think he's the best. He didn't accept for the Australian Guineas last week in Melbourne. Chris Waller obviously not wanting his headline 3-year-olds to clash between this bloke and Riff Rocket. From Barrier 4 under J-Mac, he'll be way too good for these. Just back the best horse in the race. 5 units, number 1, Militarise at 225 on Bluebet at the time of recording. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
I basically ignored everything he said after that first bit.
Oh, the Victorian call.
Can you get that piece of 2x4 there, Quino?
Oh, true. You're swapping the poly out. Oh.
Well, we don't have a poly here.
Something fucking more coarse.
Listen the fuck here, Bubs. Right. I'm holding a piece of 2x4. The whole reason this come up, boys, was because he was being a sookie cunt last week, going, oh, well done, Pedro. We're all just playing for second now. You've already won the segment. Wah, wah, wah. Carrying on like Ben Stokes, I reckon, and the English cricket team. Now, so I've said was, you know, you can tell that you're not a true-blooded Queenslander and you're from Victoria. Keto was born in Victoria, but he was here when he was 10 months old. So... He's a mayor of Bowen. He's as Queensland as they fucking get, boys. So, Barbs, go and get a nice hot bowl of chips from the fucking Hamilton Bistro. Dip one in a nice bit of vinegar for some lubrication and stick it straight up your fucking ass.
He swapped the poly
out. Lip on it in both of those fucking, in both of those calls. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He is coming with a fucking vengeance this week.
I think the bristles are up. He's backed into a corner a little bit, and the bristles are standing up, and he's fucking.
Oh, he's barking.
I love the passion out of the bloke.
I like his bet, though. Militarized.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Mate, I was fucking thinking about it, too. Like I said, the only reason I'm not is because, yeah.
Yeah.
Just quickly.
But I have to agree with everyone in that's the fucking, like, if you had a gun to your head, you'd be picking militarized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the whole keto moving to Queensland when he's 10 months old. Pedro was born in Bankstown.
Was he?
Yeah, and he went up to Mackay when he was 8 months old. So, like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, Tom's not happy about that.
But, mate, he would wipe his ass with the Blues jersey.
Yeah.
No, that's all right.
So would I if I fucking had to, you know, choose now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking oath. Well, Greg Inglis was too, and he's one of our best ever players. Just because he didn't like kissing his dad. He said, no, I don't want to kiss my dad on his lips.
I don't want to do that.
So I'll play for Queensland.
Oh, righto. Well, now that we're over that, we're just absolutely.
Wow. Where even are we at the moment? We've just sprayed. Yeah.
I'm glad I got the little vinegar call in there, though.
That was a great call.
Bit of vinegar for lube.
That would sting. Yeah. That would sting a slight cut. So. Yeah, gay man, vinegar would not be your go-to.
Maybe this is going to be a thing where we just throw lip at each other.
Well, it's starting to build up a bit each week.
It is building. It is building.
Well, like he said earlier on the piece, a dog can only get flogged so many times before he bites. I think he's starting to get.
Yeah, and a dog only bites too much until you put it down.
But I think that's why you've upgraded your weapon. Like, I think he was just getting used to the poly. You know, he was like, oh, fuck it. He sort of filmed the callus on his ass from the poly. So now the wood is back hurting him, maybe.
It is. Honestly. Oh, well, he's tried to fucking bring keto into it. Yeah. Keto's got nothing to do with it, mate.
Mate, this is, it's great stuff.
It's great, man.
Great stuff.
It's great. It's fucking great.
That's all we're about.
Is that right, all the bets in the group one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the
old boys versus the young guns.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Quickly becoming my favourite segment because it's the one that I am the least far down in.
Where are we sitting here? Because there hasn't been many wins
lost money, so they're neg 60 units and we're neg 14 or something.
Right,
so
let's change it.
still not off the mark, boys.
Yep.
But that's all right. Hey, it's all good. It's everyone's fucking ROI, return on investment added up, as we know.
I'm confident this week, boys.
The idea is two of us might go no good. Jace hits a five legger, and we're all sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, positives.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go?
Go for it.
Yeah, Russ.
So I'm going to have me five units, all five of them. Like I said, on Randwick Race 5, the Todman for the 2 year olds. Now, fucking unreal race. This fascinating race, boys. There's so many chances and stories that are going to come out of it for the Golden Slipper in a couple of weeks. Can anyone beat Storm Boy? If anyone can beat him, they're going to be racing on Saturday, I reckon. Mm. So now I backed that Shangri-La Express last start against Switzerland because I hadn't seen enough of the big Swiss. So I have now. I've seen enough. I know Straight Charge is your favourite. Both it and Shangri-La Express have drawn gates 1 and 2 and they're both Waterhouse trained and they will lead.
Mm.
So me tactic here, Switzerland's drawn barrier 4. It'll just sit right behind both of them. They'll fucking charge off in front. Switzerland will peel off and win.
Yeah, right.
It's great thought process.
I dreamt it. It's happening.
Played in your head a thousand times.
In my fucking head, that is going to happen.
Mm.
So I'm just going to have me 5 units straight on Switzerland. Bodyguard's the unknown because it was scratched out of the blue diamond because it pulled up lame. I want to see him run again before betting into him.
Yeah.
So I just think this is a great bet. You're getting $3.80 for Switzerland, which I did not think you'd get after it won its first two starts. So five units on it. Now, back to this quick spare unit I've got in the championships.
Oh, yeah.
Now
you
know all me bets.
Yep.
Three-leg multi, Randwick race 5, Switzerland win, Flemington race 8, Foxy Frieda win, Randwick race 8, Militarise win, paying 40-1, one unit on that in the championships.
Nice.
So 40. I just didn't want to, you know, say them all and then the fucking show's over. So,
yep.
Righto. Let's go.
All right.
Or should we do the spawn?
Yeah.
I like that method, actually.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. We forget every time.
Yep.
So we'll go.
Oh, we should have done
it. We'll go keto now.
Reginalds, as the old boys start to gain fitness, it's time to put the progeny off in their place. Keto's Collectors Old Boy is having two bets this week, both in cups races. Yep, call me Bart if you wish. The cups king, but here we go. Flemington Race 2, Australia Cup Prelude, number 6, Normanby Bridge. Watch the last trial, guys. Wow. Harry Instant Coffee on board for the Mar Stable. Four units to win at around the $6, I think. The other unit, we head to Ellerslie, New Zealand for the Auckland Cup. Over 2 miles. Number 4, Maharajan. Huge odds of about $40, I think. It's 1 from 1 at the distance. And peaking. Come on, the old boys.
Peaking. Peaking. Peaking.
And peaking.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. What was he doing there? Was it one each way on that or? I missed it, but we'll post them anyway, of course.
Not sure.
Check out socials.
Did you want to go, Jace? Because Pedro's normally second up.
We'll go for that. Righto, my first one for the young guns to get us at the mark. We're going Penrith. We're doing a multi, head-to-head multi in the Rugby.
Yeah.
We're going Penrith to beat Melbourne head-to-head, Parra to beat the Dogs, Titans to beat the Dragons, and then Finns to get over the Cowboys. So I tipped them right.
Fuck, you've on gone Tuesday's show. Directly against the listeners pretty much.
Yep. And awesome. That's paying $8.35, time recording, so I'm just going to put 2 units on that. And then for my last one, I'm just going a two-leg multi in the Dolphins-Cows game. For 2 try scores who I am very fucking confident on, I think it'll be a great game. But
surely
Jermaine.
Jermaine Isaacco is my tip to be the top try scorer this season and top point scorer because he'll probably kick goals. Mm. So I think he will steam into the corner. And then my second leg is Jeremiah Nanai.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hammer.
Like I said earlier, love second rower, and he is probably the fucking go-to second row for tries.
Off kicks as well.
Especially off kicks. Really they will be that. Looking for that. They always target it. So that's paying $7 just for those two legs. So I'm throwing my last 3 units on that.
Beautiful.
That's nice. That's I like good. That.
I like the Penrith head-to-head now because Munster's out. Spoiler alert, I think I'm going to change my tip.
Yeah. Good idea.
On ESPN, the great app.
I think Penrith will roll.
I went through a year when I did that a bit. I swear nearly every fucking time I changed it, it fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
And it just plays in my head now.
It's such a critical player, though.
For that multi two, when I saw it, it was just after Munster got announced that Penrith were at about $1.52. So I don't know if that's dropped with the news and if that's changed.
So that was before.
That was about simultaneous pretty much. So, but I'm going with what I saw when I made that bet, and that's my odds.
Yeah. Well, the odds are pretty much what you get when we post them anyway.
Exactly.
So, righto. Pedrino.
G'day, Reggies.
Spanian.
Fellow old boys, let's sort these bedwetters out. This weekend, I'm going to the Bulldogs Parramatta game, Saturday Arvo. I am doing a 3-leg multi, and I am sticking all of my units on 3 try scorers, Sean Russell, Clint Gutherson, and Jacob Preston to give us a bit more value. Thanks to Bluebets, paying about $28, $29. That is fucking nasty.
Wow.
That'll sort these boys right out. Right, lads, attack.
You ever call me a fucking bedwetter again, Pedro, it's going to be fucking on.
Fair chance he has no idea.
He has
about
I know
zero idea.
Why don't you run him through it, Grapes?
Well, if you listen to any podcasts, there's a bloke called Jake Archgold, also known as Jarchi, and he, the rude prick, calls his listeners bedwetters. So
because he pisses the bed still.
Mm. Oh, I don't give a fuck what it's for. That's what his listeners are called, is bedwetters.
So he's called Pedro's your listener pretty much.
Yeah, Pedro's had no
Pedro's
idea.
Pedro's just called all three of us.
He's called us fans, yeah.
Or has he done it to try and get under the skin in the segment?
Oh, probably.
Maybe.
You just told me he has no idea.
I highly doubt he has any idea, but if he does, that is pricks. A high IQ player.
That is
that's eyes up. That is really eyes up.
That's rattled. That's fucking rattled him. Look at him. He's sitting back against the wall.
I'm not happy about that. At all.
Righto.
Do we leave that in or?
Yeah, leave it in.
You got it.
Me dead.
Right, boys. I've left the footy here for the old boys versus young guns. I've got two bets for the footy. First one is a three-leg try scorer multi. Three prolific try scorers. I think this is value out the fucking hole. Going DWZ to score. Dallin Watene Zalesniak. Into Brian To'o to score, into Jermaine Asako. Those three paying $7.22 thanks to Bluebet. I think that is just fucking easy money. Three units on. Then we're going to three-leg NRL multi. First leg, Sharks versus Warriors tonight. As you're listening, there's plenty of attack here. It should be plenty of tries if there isn't heaps of rain or something silly. So I'm going overs, over 40.5.
Nice.
Paying $1.95. Second leg, Storm versus Panthers. I think the opposite, in my opinion, of this. It's more defensive, and I'm going unders. I think the line's 36.5, paying $1.90. I think it's under that. I think it's going to be more of a defensive game. Third and final leg, I'm giving the Dolphins a 6.5-point head start against the Cowboys. I've tipped the Finns to win. If they lose, hopefully it's by 6 points or less, like a tight game, paying $1.85. Combine those and you've got $6.85, two units on.
Love it. I like the try scorer bets this week because you're not going to get much better value than round one. Mm. No matter how fucking good of a try scorer are, you're getting $1.90 at best.
You got $1.90 for AJ.
Exactly my point.
Vegas.
In 5 weeks' time, he'll be $1.40. Time to start brewing some try scorer multis.
Mm.
And I just think you're looking at matchups too. Like, you can go off last year a little bit. Like, those teams, like you said, Jace, we're on the same path there with Warriors and fucking Sharks.
Yeah.
They score heaps of tries.
Yep.
Mm. Where, like, Storm Penrith... Like, Penrith don't concede many points.
Yeah, they've showed in that fixture in the past too. They're just defensive.
And they're more of a team where they'll grind you down, score. So it's like old back unders for that, you know, where the other two, similar to the Rabbits Manly thing, went overs there because they're try-scoring teams.
A lot less attacking prowess from the Melbourne too without Munster.
Yeah.
So and that'll contribute big time as well.
And big Joe Chan. We got someone ripped us for that too.
Why? Because I said he's a fucking school
teacher. Because we didn't know. Like, we're going, who the fuck is Joe Chan?
Yeah, I think we're amongst many who fucking
were. And he just goes, oh, Joe Chan, he made his debut last year.
He must have went to school with him.
Against the Broncos. How do you not know? It was against the Broncos, and he sent like
round 27 when it was
the Reggie team.
Yeah.
It was a G up.
Yeah.
And then he sent another message, and he's like, did I mention it was against the Broncos? So I thought you would have known. it was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Big Joe got the nod over Sean Bloor, but there is a bit of insider information getting around that Shawnee Bloor hasn't been named to play the Reggies game in the reserve, so he might be getting the late call up.
Yeah, right.
Which would just be why.
It makes no sense why he's not there. Like the fantasy shit, right, that you're doing, Gropes, I'd be doing it if I had more time. But like 2 years ago, he was getting touted as the fucking bloke who's going to come onto the scene. For the last 2 years, he hasn't had a crack. Typical Storm value.
Yeah.
See something in a player. It fucking blows me away that he's not named.
Yeah, weird, eh? Unless he's got a niggle or something, but he was named 18th
Unless
man,
he's just a fuckwit.
Yeah, it would be that. Bellamy just hates him.
I don't know.
Oh, righto, that wraps us up, I think.
Rocket.
We haven't heard from Big
Rodney. No, we haven't. See, we're all out of whack. Sorry, Rocket. I'm
still rattled. Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go.
We have the old boys versus the pencil sharpeners. We're going to the footy this weekend, Para versus the Bulldogs. We're doing a four legs on the same game multi, all five units on anytime try scorers in Gutherson, Crichton, Adokar, and Panasini. It's paying about $51.50. Jump on them, see how you go.
Oh, man, that it just makes you nervous because... Like with those footy multis, especially first game, you have no idea how the Dogs are going to go. He's picked outside backs if it's a high-scoring
only
game.
Only four of them, too.
Man, fuck. It's like yourself, you go, oh, no, it's not going to happen. When another bloke does it against you, you're like, ooh,
I'll cop but what a, if it does? I'll cop a pencil sharpener, too. Like, that's prime.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I think he's going to mix it up every time.
I will not cop bedwetter. No. I'm just fucking, I'm off that.
You're rattled. You're absolutely rattled.
We might have to run a seminar here of what you can't call us.
Well,
there's not many on the can't list.
You've pretty much given the whole audience base a fair bit of ammo right now, mate.
Yeah, right. Oh, fucking hell.
I think if someone called one of me and you a frothy, we'd be like, what the fuck?
I just mean, remember back when you were first called Groper.
Reacted. Oh, yeah. This is more of a G up because I don't want to be called a bedwetter, not because I pissed the bed.
No, but leading up to fighting this man.
Yeah.
Nah, fair enough.
Is that what he is?
Oh!
Nah, all good, boys. That was killer again.
Ripper of a show.
We're up on the fucking hounds.
Yes. Mate, it's fucking spread. It's spread. We're going fighting. We're going footy. We're going racing. Fucking, it's all happening. The boys are on.
We might have to start. A sixth spreadsheet on Groper's Greyhound.
Keep
winning like this.
Groper's Grey. Well, I think I want to try and line up this week. It was great that last clip, but I'd love for this week's clip to show you the race.
Oh, yeah.
I want
this
race.
Especially this
I
one.
I fucking want the lead up and the race on the fucking screen. So you can see what we're talking about.
I think he's talking to you, Gilly.
Gilchrist, fucking put the race in there, yeah.
Find the replay.
He wants the race in there.
Blazing Will has just set up my Blue Bet account for the weekend.
How good is it?
And to wrap it up too, massive thanks to our wagering partner, Blue Bet. Don't go fucking betting with anyone else. Bet with the true blue Aussie bookie, Blue Bet. Do it responsibly. And fucking get into it.
Reggie's just like us, just battling the big boys.
Fucking knife.
And head to the YouTube and watch our vlog from Magic Millions if you haven't yet as well.
Yeah get
thanks
around
to everyone
that.
Who's watched it.
Good shit.
Righto.
Hooroo.
See ya.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.